Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, here in this country, police departments around the country are continuing to feel pressure from community activists and civil rights groups to bolster transparency in the wake of police shootings. In Pennsylvania, a controversial bill that was passed by the legislature would have made the public wait before knowing the name of a police officer who fires a weapon in the line of duty. The measure was vetoed by the state's Democratic governor. Advocates for more police accountability consider the veto a big win, but law enforcement groups say the governor's decision could endanger officers' lives. Bobby Allen from Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
In his veto memo, Governor Tom Wolf said when police fire their weapons, the public has a right to know as much as possible. Otherwise, he wrote, a harmful mistrust will grow between police officers and communities. But Pennsylvania House Republican spokesman Steve Miskin says Wolf's veto is really bad news for police.
When a bill passes with such strong bipartisan support and overwhelming majorities, it's always a little bit surprising and shocking when a governor vetoes a bill like this.
The bill would have kept secret for 30 days the names of officers who shoot at civilians.
This just gives them a little peace of mind as they protect the public that a fair and objective investigation can be conducted and that doesn't put them or their families at risk.
The argument goes, if a police officer is named soon after a shooting, many will assume the cop is in the wrong. That could even make someone want to seek retribution. When the bill was introduced, proponents were asked to point to examples of such payback, but they didn't have any. Opponents often mention that, while also saying that the bigger risk here is community perception. If it looks like cops are hiding things, the public will respond. Kelvin Anderson is the executive director of the Philadelphia Police Advisory Commission.
If people believe that we're actually going backwards and we are not going to make good on the promise of transparency, I think that will potentially inflame communities even more in these circumstances.
Former Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey held the same view. Under his leadership, the department started releasing within 72 hours the name of an officer who fires while in the line of duty. The Department of Justice recommended the step to help make police in Philly more accountable in the wake of a noticeable spike in officer-involved shootings in 2012. The bill that Wolf vetoed was trying to pump the brakes on Ramsey's policy. Those who agreed with the governor's veto included Democratic Representative Jordan Harris of Philadelphia. He says, take for instance, a mother grieving after her son was fatally shot by police.
And now we are going to bar chiefs of police across this Commonwealth from providing that mother with a name, providing that mother with the thought that the process will not be tainted, that the process will not be rigged against her and her child.
Harris says the best disinfectant is sunlight.
This closes the window. This pulls down the shade. This doesn't let the sunlight in. This keeps communities in darkness. And when communities are in darkness, you see unrest.
The union president of the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 5 in Philly, expressed disappointment that the governor vetoed the bill. John McNesby said Wolf showed disregard for police by, quote, spinelessly caving to the howling mob of anti-police hate groups. And Representative Martina White of Northeast Philly has vowed to reintroduce her legislation next session.
I understand where people are coming from in terms of, you know, wanting to hold our law enforcement accountable, and I completely agree with that. But I think there's also a balance to that.
Withholding the officer's name for 30 days, she says, will allow the investigation to take place and facts to come forward internally.
Instead of this rush to judgment that really doesn't do the public or even the law enforcement officers or their families any justice.
The governor's veto is a win for now for police reform advocates, but the larger battle is on hold until the legislature reconvenes next year, when Republicans will have larger majorities following this year's election. If it becomes law next year, Pennsylvania would be the only state to restrict releasing an officer's name in the wake of a shooting. For Here and Now, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.